We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'll shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Cool Police by the Doobie Brothers from 1978. 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the April Fool's Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Can't remember what sitcom the Doobie Brothers, they made a guest appearance and the guy was like, which doobie you be? Jake.
I have played that song before years ago.
Thank you for
But I did it because of April Fool's Day. I could have played Foolin' by Def Leppard. I could have played The Joker, I guess, by Steve Miller Band. But no, I wanted Joker. To play, What a Fool Believes.
There's probably a lot of Fool songs.
To her apology.
This song's just happy. It's just so good.
It's good.
I think it's Sip's turn to grade. Are you first today, Sip, on this one? Bill yesterday.
Sip's first.
It's a sad song. I love it.
But it sounds happy. It's sad, but it sounds so happy.
It's about a guy who's like misjudged relationship, I think. Like he thinks he's in one and he's really nice. Anywho, no, that song's gold, Bill. It's gold.
Talk about a song that
generational
for us.
Just gets better and better as it goes.
Oh, wow.
Hey, what year was that?
1978, which is what?
Better times.
I mean, it brings back a lot of memories for us.
It's an ascending song.
Yeah, it was on the radio all the time, all the time. I've heard it. I'm going to say I've heard that song 12,017 times.
Not enough. Keep going.
It's really good. No, I've never got
sick
of it.
Keep listening.
And it's a good, it's kind of a little quirky thing you did there, April Fool's Day.
Thank
you. I'll give it a 9.8555.
How much is aided by the April Fool's?
Not. Just, I love that song. Okay. The song is stands alone. It's a ridiculously good song.
80001. Really good. Really good. And talk about a song. At first listening, I go, okay, I like it. It's good. I've heard it, you know, thousands of times.
Thousands.
Then it just keeps getting better. It just keeps getting better.
Jake loves
it. I do.
Yeah.
It's a top 10 song from me all time, hands down.
That's Yacht Rock. If you listen to Yacht Rock, you'll always hear that song. That's Yacht Rock.
Thank you, Jake.
It's my top 10 list.
I'm going to say.
Whoa.
I told you that. That's not news. That's not breaking news. That's top 10 in the history of music to me.
Wow.
Jeez.
A top 10
That's
song.
Bold.
Yep.
I can't get it in my top 10.
I have said that for years. I stand by it.
And I'm okay with that.
Wow.
I'm going to say Ellie's going to go with a 7-2. Derek's at 8-4.
4.6, Ellie. Derek, 6. It would not be in their top 10 songs of all time.
A little disappointing with yes.
And
with the fans.
With the apples. It's quite low, actually.
The apples.
Ratings here before we get to Bill's Thrills from YouTube. First, we got Troy, 6.8. The Conservative Husker, 6.5. Genghis, 4.8.
The Corn.
Chris P, 3.7. Surprisingly low score so far. Blitzkrieg, 1.2.
The Krieg.
BWD,
0. While you're single.
How can you give that song a 0? BWD, we're friends here. Evan, 7.6.
Are we
text
friends?
Text line. We got Gavin and Pender, 8.2. Ryan in California, 2.5. Henry says 1.2, horrible.
What's wrong with you people? Getting crushed
There's
on this
theme.
One.
There's a theme, guys. Uh-huh. It's April Fool's Day. What a fool believes.
Okay.
Hey, you fool.
Bill and Bennett, 4.15. Brett and Bertrand, 8. Shamia, 9.5 easily. Coach Luby says 5.9 on that one.
Could that be Coach Libby?
Libby. L-U-E-B-B-E?
Libby.
Looks like Lou. I'm sorry.
Dick Libby was in Nebraska. It was a Columbus High football coach.
Libby.
Dick Libby.
Okay.
My grandpa had beers. They had happy hour with his father in Grand Island every day.
Corey Lincoln, 6. Low score. Actually, it's pretty high for Corey. Excuse me. High score for him. Lyle Omaha, 6.2. And Jennifer, 8. Hubby, 7.1.
Nice.
Sanderson, 4.9.
What about the other Columbus guy?
I'm trying to see. Bolivar, 5.2. Hook by through! 2.
Ooh. Messed up the audible a little bit.
Corey, 6. Bird, 2.
Hmm. You know, we've seen them at odds here lately.
Hmm. They happen.
They don't even talk.
I don't get the 2.
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't get the low scores.
Of decently low scores today. I don't understand that, but.
I don't know. Play some more Don Henley.
That was the biggest.
What did I hear
we've never
yesterday?
Had a bigger range ever of scores for you guys.
I heard another Don Henley song yesterday. It was like, great. I almost texted you. What's the other? What would the other big one be for Don Henley?
Boys of Summer?
Yeah, that was it.
That's it.
Boys of Summer was great.
Would that be a higher score than a 1, Bill, or not?
Maybe.
Come on.
Yeah.
All right.
Is it Bill's Thrills time?
It is time. Without further ado,
the Thrills.
Bugaboo Tuesday edition of
Things That Bother
Bill's
Me.
Oh, okay.
Thrills.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah. Is it going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Trados. They grew up on farms. They trade a lot of grain. They love the industry. Their goal is to help you with your marketing, make an advantage. So go to gotrados.com, G-O-T-R-E-D-A-S.com. Bill, it is a Bugaboo Tuesday. What could be bothering you today?
Well, I think this is only going to set in. I'm going to go back in time.
Good.
I'm going to go back in time, and I think this is very much small town. It'll be interesting to hear from the Jake Solid Class B, right?
Yes.
Steve Class A. I'd love to hear from you guys on this.
Class A.
On what your thoughts on some things like that that bother me.
Okay.
Don't attack the snack. Bring it back. Don't attack the snack. Bring it back.
Okay.
Elementary homemade birthday treats have been eliminated from schools.
Oh.
My name is Giorgio Settis. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol. My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I tried everything and nothing was really working. So we created Nutrafol. Our hair growth supplements undergo clinical trials and have helped millions of men and women get visibly thicker and stronger hair in just 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Elementary homemade birthday treats have been eliminated from schools. Bringing food in has basically been eliminated from food, from school. I went, when Gigi was in elementary school, St. Michael's, and I rolled in there. She wanted Runza, and so I brought in 20 packs of French fries for all of her class. We're all sitting around to eat. Brought in fries, right, and I get stopped. Whoa, you cannot bring food in the door. No food comes in the door besides what Gigi is eating. You cannot hand out food to any others. And this freaks me out.
Yeah, they give you
this freak. I don't know how it was. So here it was, third grade, like whoever's birthday it was, they'd bring a pan of something. Mm-hmm. And then you got it when you left the day. Mm-hmm. And talk about a happiness.
Brownies, cookies usually.
Chris Buchholz's mom made Special K bars. There would be Rice Krispie bars. All these Special K bars were incredible with the chocolate topping on them.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, it was Xanadu. And we bust. Imagine we had to bust from Thurston back to Pender. Imagine when you got a snack to get on the bus.
Makes sense.
Head back. And that was a big deal to bring your snacks. And that day, hey, you'd be like in third grade taking them in yourself.
Play some blackjack and eat some Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies.
Yes. You had to give the pan to the teacher. Mm-hmm. You gave them to your teacher. This is for the end of day. It's my birthday. And then a happy birthday was saying to you. Not anymore.
Nope.
It doesn't exist anymore.
You can't bring in COVID.
They can't bring anything.
Before COVID, actually.
Before COVID, yeah, because now there's the gluten-free and this and that.
Peanut allergy.
It's like, whatever. I mean, I don't want people getting it. I know there's things are real. But I'm saying that you can't bring in your own, your mom can't make a cake or brownies and bring them in and every kid gets a brownie. It's been eliminated.
God, that's got eliminated.
It's got eliminated.
I didn't know that.
Doesn't happen anymore.
I didn't know that.
Any towns that still do it, love you for that.
Yeah, I wonder if there's anybody.
If not, because it's real simple. If you have someone that's like, hey, listen, I probably, you know, Timmy can't have that because it might be a peanut. I get that. But for the rest of everybody else to suffer for that and get nothing, they don't even bring stuff in for birthdays anymore.
They don't?
You don't even bring in anything. Standard issue thing. And also, if the birthday was on the weekend, it still showed up.
Friday.
On Friday. You darn right it did. Better times. Jake, did you guys have them brought in?
Oh, God, yeah. I brought in food once in a while for birthdays, brownies.
I think for the life of me, what if there's anything that was brought in that I really...
So I'm thinking, Bill, when you brought in 20 things of French fries and you couldn't bring them in, what happened then?
Because they're just done.
Did you just take them home?
They looked at me like, how stupid are you? I go, no, I'm bringing French fries in for the class.
They're crinkly fries.
Crinkly fries for the class.
Harmless.
I want to make sure we're...
These are crinkly fries.
Yeah, we're all going to sit down together and break bread here, and I brought fries for everyone. They looked at me just like, You can't even, don't even consider it.
God.
So I gave them to all the workers, the people there. I go, hey, you guys want some fries? Because I guess I can't do this.
Not better times.
Not better times.
I think sometimes it's important to have some people tell us that there are potentially some changes in this coming or that are happening right now. Some positive things here. From the text line.
Okay.
Someone says, my kids still take store-bought cupcakes in and they're accepted.
Mm-hmm. That's uh-oh, good.
There we go.
Okay. It's okay. It's all
good. Okay. That's good. That's good to know. Okay. That's good. Yep. For the most part, things have been eliminated.
Store-bought cupcakes.
Someone says, in Gretna Elementary, you can bring in snacks, but must be store-bought in individual wrappers like fruit snacks, i.e. But like homemade. You're saying the homemade
part. The homemade was what was
the
my,
homemade
yeah.
is the problem here.
The homemade. That was because back in our day,
homemade.
I'm going to say right now, it was all homemade.
There's nothing, no pre-packaged
Nothing came in packaged. You didn't get like mini candy bars you handed out. No, everything was homemade. And that's the problem. And that's the problem with like that. Don't attack the snack. Bring it back. Anything else, Jake?
Yes. Someone says, Class D school for me and my kids are absolutely still giving out treats. Please don't use that whole packet right there. Please don't. Ellie, can you get some napkins, please, when you get the chance? Please don't use a paper.
Admonished.
I was. Class D school, my kids, we still give out treats for birthdays. So maybe it's happening.
Is it homemade? I got to know if it's homemade.
They didn't say homemade for sure.
Yeah, giving the treats out doesn't mean that much anymore. So it's like, no. It was the homemade treat that made the difference. You still see the container. And then you had to haul the container home. That was part of your job.
I know. I don't.
Part of your job was getting the container home.
I don't know if the Sipple family partook in this. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I don't think. I can't remember.
I would bet you did.
Well, my birthday was in July. That's why.
That's true. For years, it didn't.
No class. For you.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Jennifer and Hubby says, yes, Bill, it is fad. No homemade cupcakes. Ridiculous. Not better times.
Ridiculous.
Not better cupcakes.
Yeah, cup.
Measure. Just cupcakes. Just bring them in.
The homemade was what made homemade. The whole thing. Your mom worked at it, had a plan, sent them off to you in the morning. You immediately reported to the teacher when you got in. It's my birthday. Here's the treats for everyone. And you'd know the number, too. Hey, there's 22 in your class. Yep. Whatever the number was, you had
like Valentine's.
And there'd be extra ones, too. Okay, I sent 26 in. What do you got, Jim?
There is somebody on YouTube that's giving us hope here. This is Casey. He doesn't tell me what, but a Class B school says, I'm a teacher, and we get snacks all the time, so I have to clear it first. Just to be clear, I am 5 to 10 pounds overweight during the school year because students are always bringing something in for me to eat. But it's a nice. Class B school that apparently is allowing that.
Can they please chime in? Are they homemade?
He does say homemade. He says homemade.
Okay, that's incredible. Thank you.
He says there is still hope, Coach.
Thank you. Now there is a
thank you, Casey, for hope.
Yes, a glimpse.
Yeah, there's maybe a little.
But in general, people
agree
with
over.
Him. It's
over.
Nice to have some glimpses of hope once in a while. Yes. The headline once again, Bill. Please
don't attack the snack. Bring it back.
Bring it back.
And that is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by our friends at Trados Bugaboo Tuesday.
Trados. There's still corn available, guys. They can still sell it.
When we come back, let's talk about the granddad, Jalen Gramstad, next on Early Break on the Ticket.